At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Jet fans, I feel like we're under attack. I feel like every non-Jet fan is out to attack Aaron Rodgers and everything he does and everything he says and everything he does is now wrong and everything he implies is wrong and he's doing Jedi mind tricks on us. And quite frankly, I'm getting sick of it. It feels like it's a daily attack on the quarterback of the New York Jets who clearly gives this team the only hope in 2024. We'll also get to Tommy DeVito in a little bit and the Giants. Believe it or not, I crunched some numbers on how the Giants could go into Christmas Day with a legitimate shot at making the postseason.
Still?
Yes. Yeah, I crunched the numbers. I'll give it to you coming up. Toll-free numbers, 877-337-6666. Brendan is in Mineola. Good afternoon, Brendan.
All right, Evan. Aaron Rodgers
is
literally a puppet master to you. And everything he says or do, you react to. Every Tuesday, he goes on Pat McAfee, and the team is irrelevant. And you sit there waiting and praying he says something exciting. Oh, did you hear what he said? He plans on playing multiple years. Why can't this guy rehab and get better and focus on next year instead of going on national TV every Tuesday and talking about a team that is irrelevant? Nobody cares. He makes it an issue. He, in the beginning, said, I want to hear the doubters that I can't come back. No one doubted him. He created the doubt. He's always got to be the center of attention and challenge everyone. No one cares about you, bro. You're 40. You're a Hall of Famer. If you play next year, great. What the Jets should do is draft a quarterback.
No, they shouldn't.
But Aaron Rodgers will hold you hostage.
No,
and you will lose
no. Okay, couple of things. I want to respond to this.
Good call, Brendan.
This season the New York Jets have had is, in my lifetime, the worst season they've ever had. When you factor in expectations,
right.
When you factor in results,
yep.
When you factor in the way they've lost games, when you put everything together.
Injuries,
the Rodgers factor. This has been the worst season we've ever experienced. Now, there are other years that are close. 1999, when Vinny got hurt opening week, no doubt. Kind of the years after getting the championship game. In 9 and 10, they're certainly up there. After the conclusion of the 15 season, that's up there. Like, there are other years that rival it, but for my money, it's the worst. So if you then pivot and say, all right, in this horrible, horrible season, what's the best part of this season? And you know what my answer is? Believe it or not, genuine answer.
Go ahead.
The fact that Aaron Rodgers gives me hope for next year. I'm not even joking.
But that's not even this season.
Well,
what about the defense?
What about
their ability to hang in and still play hard despite all of the circumstances. So despite any of the good, and again, they're a top 10 defense this year, despite the circumstances and the games that they played, the most important takeaway is that Aaron Rodgers gives you hope for next
year. Gives me the best hope for next season.
Oh, man.
And our last caller.
What does it have to do with this year?
Well, it doesn't. This is the worst season the franchise has ever had, so it's tough to find something. But I don't mind the fact that Aaron Rodgers has talked every single week. Aaron Rodgers was trying to make a comeback. And if the Jets were just a little bit more competent and had won one or maybe two more games, I think there's a real chance we see him on Christmas Eve against Washington. Or there's a real chance we would have seen him the following Thursday against Cleveland. But this team was so bad that they spoiled the opportunity for one of the great returns sports has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so him talking about his rehab throughout the year was not some kind of hindrance like our last caller described. Like, do you really think that was a bad thing to you?
No, I don't think it was, but I think it was, from a fan standpoint, it just got annoying. It's just like, you don't want to hear it. If he's going to play, great. But if he's not, stop talking about it.
It's also kind of on Rodgers why they were so bad, too. Number one, I was
half joking about like the offense being Aaron Rodgers and no one else can play it, but that's kind of what everybody's saying. Aaron Rodgers said that.
What was our biggest gripe the moment Rodgers got hurt with Joe Douglas?
That they didn't have a real backup quarterback.
Yeah. You don't think Rodgers had any play in that? He brought his friend and Nate Hackett's guy, Tim Boyle, in to back up Zach. Now, they weren't going to do anything with Zach. We understand it's a Douglas pick. And they weren't going to bring in somebody else who's back on the roster because Rodgers, as we learn with the Love situation, doesn't like a threatening situation at quarterback.
Oh, stop. Jacoby Brissett would have been a threat. Gardner Minshew would have been a threat.
No,
Teddy Bridgewater would have been a threat.
But they would have been better backups. No, I think they chose the Peyton Manning Indianapolis Colts route of quarterback and the quarterback room. That is, we have our guy. Nobody else matters behind him.
Well, that's a mistake.
Of course it's
why you put, but why would you put that on Aaron Rodgers and not Joe Douglas?
Well,
like why?
I mean,
that's a part of this issue. It's Aaron Rodgers'
you're
fault.
Not. I mean, part of the problem was that by the time they could do that, it was too late because of the cap situation with Aaron Rodgers. Remember, he redid his deal, but it took so long in the offseason, one, for the trade to happen, that by that time, everybody was gone, right? The free agent moment was lost to the Jets because they were waiting on this Aaron Rodgers trade.
And
to
also
happen.
Because they had no foresight. You could have signed a veteran backup before you acquired your starter.
No doubt, but I think they were conserving cap space just in case.
Mm.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're mad at Aaron Rodgers because he didn't storm into Joe Douglas's office and say, get these bozos off my roster. That's a very tough
critique. You can't get mad. You can't make him do that.
Let's be real. We all know what Aaron thought of Zach Wilson when he came in, when he sold Joe Douglas on. Oh, yeah, no, I'll work with him for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was, don't draft a quarterback the next 2 years because I don't want to deal with what I dealt with Jordan Love. Sell Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh. You could help be the magic elixir. And then when Rodgers taps out and he didn't actually develop Wilson, they're both out of there and they're screwed.
He's actually been pretty supportive of Jordan Love after he left.
And he's been supportive of Zach Wilson because he knew in the end, Zach stinks.
You're very creative. Like, you write fan fiction. Like, did you do that when you were in high school? Did you write, like, creative learning or something? Because you're writing fan fiction right now about what you want to have had happen.
No, I'm just, you know what I would compare myself to? I'm getting the wrong word. You called yourself an Oculus?
What?
Oh,
an Oculus.
An idiot.
Just let him go. No one say a word. Just let him figure it out.
I'm having a moment online. It's a word that I thought was fake.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the Warriors used to play? Oracle. I'm being an oracle. I'm seeing things that you couldn't see, as Evan tried to paint last week.
He used the Warriors Arena to get the name.
Why did you associate it with
Because I remember last week I didn't know what the word meant when Evan called him that. I said, isn't that just where the Warriors play? Because he used it about Steph Curry.
I did. I was the oracle. By the way, that's off to a bad start. Yeah. Steph's like lifting the Warriors back up.
Right. I know. They're actually good now.
I'm being an oracle. I'm telling you things that I could see that you didn't see, and that's exactly what happened. He came in. Oh, he says, Zach Wilson, I'll fix him for you, a.k.a. do not touch drafting a quarterback. I want all the assets spent on me. I'm just telling you, pal. It's not being fan fiction. It's being real.
It does feel like a fan fiction.
No, it feels like a fan fiction because you've already drank the Kool-Aid.
You can't see
anything non-Rodgers Colt-like.
I'm not drinking any Kool-Aid. I'm calling out your BS. I'm calling out everybody's BS. You think I'm full
Except
of BS.
Except Rodgers.
Listen, there are things. If you came up with something that's a fair criticism of Aaron Rodgers, I'll rip him. You want me to think of it myself? Do I have to do all the work around here? You want me to think of the criticism of Aaron Rodgers that would make me say, you know what? That's a fair criticism.
Aren't you about to be in a car for 20 hours? Think then. Call us next week.
No, yeah. I got one right now.
All right.
But it's fan fiction, okay?
Here we go.
If Joe Douglas, and I still have to trust Joe Douglas as the GM of this team. Here's
qualified
the way I view
with somebody else. You're absolving Aaron Rodgers by qualifying with Joe Douglas. No, so keep going.
No, hold on.
Always. This is his game, T.
Exactly.
There's no game.
Right. He's undercutting his own argument before he gives his argument.
It's the Colt game. That's what we're calling it.
I'm going to tell you a way I'd criticize Aaron Rodgers. Okay. That's all. I have to trust Joe Douglas as GM. As long as he's the general manager of this team, guys got to make decisions, even though some of them have been very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
If Joe Douglas says, holy crap, I'm in love with Jaden Daniels. Mm. I love this guy. This isn't just a good quarterback prospect. This is the guy I want. In fact, if I had my pick of any quarterback in this draft, that's who I'd want, okay? And Jaden's sitting right there for the Jets at 6. And Joe Douglas calls up his friend Aaron Rodgers and says, yo, hey, Rog, what's going on? And Aaron Rodgers was like, what's up, Joe? How you doing? We're drafting a wide receiver, an offensive lineman. And Joe says, look, you're 40. You're coming off an Achilles. And I love Jaden Daniels. I think this guy is going to be great. I think we've got the line of succession perfect now.
But we're still have Zach Wilson.
We're going to get rid of Zach Wilson. And I told Aaron Rodgers, this is what I'm going to do. But I want to show you the class and the respect of letting you know ahead of time. I don't want you to find out because Mel Kiper Jr. said it on TV. And if Aaron Rodgers gives me lip, I'm going to give it back to him.
All right, I'm going to play Aaron Rodgers.
So then
that's
why
scenario.
Even give him the courtesy?
Because I think that respect matters in this business. Huh. And I think showing a future Hall of Famer, hey, we just want to bring you into the circle. Like, I think that matters, dude.
He is the circle. That's why your example doesn't matter. But okay, I'll play Aaron Rodgers back. All right, Joe, I mean, I understand where you're coming from. You going to help me out in the second round with an offensive lineman or a wide receiver? Your answer?
Well, we don't have a second round pick because we traded it for you.
So you're not taking Jaden Daniels, Joe. That's what Aaron Rodgers said.
And that's my red line. Like, I'm just telling you, that's where I'd say, no, you're wrong. While I still lean towards not even taking a quarterback, if my GM believes, like, standing on the table, this is the guy. Oh, my God, what an opportunity. This is a Patrick Mahomes 2.0.
This is going to change our franchise. I've seen it. Yeah. We have to have this guy. And you believe it that strongly.
I'm taking him.
And then when Rodgers tells you, okay, then I'm going to retire. You can't trade me.
If that's my red line. I'm telling you, that's my red line.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.